Broadcasting from within the borders of the greatest success story the world has ever known, the United States of America. It's time for an honest discussion from a fresh, new conservative voice. The C.L. Bryant Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. Don't let anybody tell you anything different about the success story that America has been over its 243-year history. My guest in the last hour was Alfonso Rachel. He was a prominent cast member in the movie Gosnell, yet him being conservative and, may I say, black, he's not mentioned at all, haven't been called up for any interviews about his take on Gosnell. Why? Because of something we're going to talk about here in this hour of the C.L. Bryant Show: lies, deception, and accusations. They are a formidable tool against humanity and have been used as a formidable tool against humanity, the creatures of our Creator, God, since the beginning of human history. Lies, deception, and accusation. That is the truth, my friends. It's what has always gone on. It is still going on, and it will be going on until Jesus Christ reappears and he shall return. That's the good news. But let's talk about these lies, deceptions, and accusations that do go on in our nation right now. One of the biggest lies that is being told at this point in time is that the president of the United States, Donald John Trump, is a racist. That is a lie. And that lie is being promoted by people who have said some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things about America that you have ever heard from anyone elected to Congress. I am reminded of something that Malcolm X said about the Democrat Party. Zoe Rachel reminded me of this, my guest in the last segment. Malcolm X, to all of you listening, whether you're liberal, Democrat, black, white, conservative, Republican, whoever you are, he said this before before integration occurred. He said anybody giving their vote to the Democrat Party is a chump and a traitor to your race. Malcolm X said that. And you know what? You don't see a lot of people raising Malcolm up these days. And I'm not glorifying him or anything, because Malcolm, before the change came, and which, of course, got him killed, before he actually changed his mind about the lies and the deception and, of course, the accusations that he himself made, he was a very popular figure among radical, so-called radicals of the day, and even up until just a few years ago, he was a favorite poster child. But when you actually study the transformation in thought that happened with Malcolm X, the transformation that actually led to his assassination, then you have to understand that there is a design to keep certain truths from your grasp so that you can't grasp them. And the one lie that is being perpetrated and painted in this country right now is that all folks who say anything about Christianity, all folks who are not on board with the agenda of the LGBTQ community, anyone who is against these four anti-American House of Representatives, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayan Presley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. If you say anything against them, one of the biggest lies that is being told in this country at this point in time is that you are a racist or you are a Uncle Tom. That is one of the biggest lies that is being spread in our nation. The good news is so many of you are wise enough, bright enough, in tune enough to what the agenda of the progressive liberal media truly is, that you're not buying into it. And guess what? There are a lot of people who are nodding their heads and saying, oh, yeah, to their message. They're not buying it either. They're just not wanting to be ostracized. That's the fact of the matter. And I have a feeling that when we come to the 2020 election, you will see a landslide victory for Donald John Trump, voted in again by Americans. Why? Because if you are an American, if you are enjoying the fruits of liberty in this country that have been bought and paid for you in blood by those who came before you, those who really understood racism, those who were victims of racism, those who were indeed, in many cases, racist in this country. When you look at the success of where we have come from to where we are, that even those who have skin, as we say in this country, of color, actually spew out hate toward the nation that gives them the platform to speak on. When you look at that success story, friends, you ought to be glad that you can at least say and speak an opposing view in this country. You ought to be glad that people have the right to say it, but you also ought to be aware of the fact that there are people who do hate the country that are so hypocritical that they actually speak against the nation that has fed them, that has brought them, that has nurtured them, and does give them their voice. The nation that they seem to hate gives them the voice to hate it. You know, that is exactly how God operates. Not saying that America is the most godlike nation on the face of the earth, but it is. Yeah, it is, because the beauty of Christianity is that it does not coerce you to love it. No, God never acts against your will. You can love him or you can reject him. That's the beauty of liberty that he gives us, the freedom that he gives us in knowing him. And that is exactly why Jefferson chose to put into our founding document, our Declaration of Independence. Stop right there. Declaration of Independence. It says that you are, as a citizen of this nation, someone who is independent. You can think for yourself. You can act for yourself. You can speak for yourself in this country. You are independent. And that independence is given to you by the Creator of the universe and mankind. Yes, He would love for you to love Him back. He would love for you to love Him. But He does not coerce you to do it, and neither do the principles of liberty that are found in this nation and its founding documents. Americans, America would love for you to love her back, but she does not coerce you to do it. Oh, yes, we have laws that we govern ourselves by so that we can maintain what is known as civility among ourselves. That's why we have laws that govern us as a self-governing people. Even that, you have the right to either obey or disobey those laws. Yes, there are penalties to be made because actions and choices have consequences. That's what laws are for, so that people can realize the consequences of their actions when they act negatively upon the E pluribus and the unum. Are you hearing me? I certainly hope you are. Because the lie that is being told in this nation today is that everything that does not go along with the agenda to tear down America and to bring certain demographics to their knees using the emotional argument that you are being preyed upon by racists. That argument is being used as a lie to hammer and buffet the emotions of vulnerable Americans into submission as far as a socialist agenda is concerned. The evil of socialism is this, that you don't really see it the way it ought to be seen, because those who want you to believe a Judeo-Christian ethic, they don't want you to think for yourselves. That's the lie. In fact, those of us who embrace Judeo-Christian ethics make it possible for everyone else who don't believe like we do to believe the way they want to believe. Are you hearing me? It is the Judeo-Christian ethic that gives the freedom to everyone else. But yet, in these modern times, it is the Christianity that is being attacked, and it's the Christianity that set them free. Oh, yeah. Have you not heard? Don't you understand that whom the Son, in my discipline, Jesus Christ, sets free, you're really free to do what you want to do. But yet, the transformation continues when you invite Him into your life and into your heart. Even though He may come in as someone who is alien to you, stranger to you, but when you invite Him in, the transformation begins to change. It changed a nation. It changed a nation that was a slave-holding nation to a nation that, once it became a bona fide country, abolished slavery in a course of 87 years, which is a very short time in the scope of history when we look at the fact that slavery has existed in the world and is bigger in the world right now than it has ever been in human existence. It is the Judeo-Christian ethic in America that actually abolished it and led us from the brink of civil war through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the way into 2008, where Barack Obama became the first president of color in a country that formerly was a slave-holding nation. Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't that America something to see? Ain't that America, for you and me, the greatest nation on the face of the planet? The greatest success story the world has ever known? Can your story be told anywhere else? The lie is that they want you to buy into that somehow the Tlaib story, the Omar story, the Ocasio-Cortez story, the Presley story could be told somewhere else. That's a lie. Their story could not be told anywhere else. You know how we know? Because their story is not told anywhere else. No, Obama's story has not been told anywhere else. We're not talking about Nelson Mandela type of thing either. No, that was because of the common sense of the white South Africans. But guess what? To get a glimpse of the evil of men's hearts. As apartheid worked just as evil, in such an evil way against black South Africans, now that the tables have somewhat been turned in South Africa, black South Africans now behave the same way toward their white counterparts as it was toward them. We hear all the time the hypocrisy used in the statement, one wrong does not make a right. Or, you know, whatever it is, you shouldn't trade a wrong for a right. News flash. Can I tell you about the news flash? Human nature. Oh, yeah, the heart is deceitful among all things. Oh, you think you can trust what your emotions may be telling you? I'm telling you, you can't, because it eliminates rationale. It eliminates rational thinking. No, you should think yes with your faith heart, but you should also think with your rational heart. And I don't care how much faith you have, you're a fool if you step off of a five-story building or any building over, well, just step off anything that's high where you can hurt yourself. You're an idiot. I don't care how much faith you have. You're an idiot if you do that. You can have all the faith in the world, but you're a nut if you decide to walk down the middle of a freeway in heavy traffic. You can have all the faith, but you're stupid if you do that. Oh, you can be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And vice versa, as my pastor, James A. McManus, says all the time, you can be so earthly minded that you're no heavenly good. Oh, yeah. What we need is the bridge to conversation that we try to provide on this show every day. We try to provide it here on the C.L. Bryant Show. And quite frankly, folks, this is real. This is the real deal here. The lie is working to an extent, but it's getting old, because what these Fab Four, as some are calling them in the Democrat Party, are saying constantly, and what they're using constantly, is the race card. And I'm so glad that the race card is finally being worn out. Worn out. It's tattered, torn, and so raggedy, and used by people who were not even born and have no clue of what they're talking about when they bandy about a very serious word, a very serious word, racist. I hope they continue to use it and use it and use it and use it until the words of a comedian back in the 60s, Lenny Bruce, said that it actually has no meaning whatsoever anymore. I'll be back.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
CL, back with you on this great day in the USA. We're building the bridge to conversation, and we are absolutely on the cutting edge of today's conversation. And as we go along, I certainly hope that you will indeed download free the C.L. Bryant Show app. All the shows are archived there. Go to our webpage, like it, theclbryantshow.com, theclbryantshow.com. I was saying to you, I was speaking to you about, and you can get some of his work on internet these days, Google Lenny Bruce. Now, Lenny was troubled in his personal life, as many of us have our own personal demons. In fact, if you're honest, and if the figures were actually revealed, I'm sure they would reveal that all of us don't necessarily wrestle against the flesh and the blood that we have as human beings, but against those unseen things that affect us mentally and spiritually, above all spiritually, as flesh and blood creatures traveling through here on this earth journey in these earth suits that we have, traveling through time, but yet being affected by things of an unseen nature. And I can tell you, friends, Lenny Bruce was one of those who was brilliant in mind. And he, too, was cutting edge back in his day. Started out in burlesque clubs and that type of thing. Ended up on a bathroom floor, overdosed with heroin. But during his short and brief lifetime, he said some things, made commentaries on race and social justice that are absolutely profound to hear today. And one of the things that he brought to bear in a club, I believe he was in New York City one night performing, and he looked into the audience and he said, over there is a derogatory word for Hispanics. And he looked over and he saw that there was an Italian. He said, and there's a derogatory word for Italians. And he saw a black face, a few black faces in the crowd. And he said, oh, look, there's some derogatory N-word, in the audience tonight. And the audience was absolutely shocked. They were shocked to silence, and it appeared as though they were waiting for some type of punchline as the tension grew. And he said, you see how trapped we are to these types of monikers and labels. And he said, I wish that we could say the N-word, and use the word N-word, N-word, N-word. I wish we could say that over and over and over until it has no meaning for some little black child in the South. Of course, the word is used and was used in the North just as prevalently as it was used anywhere else. But his point was made. And so as we look, friends, at the racist attitudes that exist in our nation today, as we look at that, then I want you to understand that I truly hope that they continue to use racist, 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 racist until all of us come to the realization that is, in the mouths of liberals, a useless accusation. And so we get not only to the lies, but let's talk about the deception. Lies, deception, and accusation, that is a tool that has been used against mankind from the very beginning by that old serpent, as Christians are taught to believe, and it is recorded in the Old Testament. So it is a Judeo-Christian ethic. It is a tool that has been used by the evil one to capture the hearts and draw away from where we should be, the creation that was placed here on this planet by God, as I believe it. Lies, deception. And deception is a great, great tool, because it is one that particularly is used many times in plain sight. The best way, I have been told, studied, and know, to deceive anyone is to put the deception right in front of them so that it appears to be a reality. And as long as we begin and continue to deal with each other in this nation as colors, the deception of being racist can continue to be a most formidable tool against us in the hands of those who would truly want to divide us. Oh, I know the Democrats are saying that the president wants to use race as a tool to keep us divided so he can win. No, not at all. That's the deception. You see, they want you to think that the person who is actually there as a healing agent is there to be an agent that will make the nation sicker than it is. No, he's actually the healing agent. The agent that is being used to divide us are those who want to say that America is not a great nation, that America is still a nation filled with white supremacy and racism. They're the ones who want to deceive you. They're the ones who don't want you to think that you cannot succeed in this nation if you want to. They're the ones who want you to believe that. But anyone who's telling you that America can be great again, they're trying to heal you. Anyone who is trying to tell you that America is an exceptional nation, oh, that's not a racist statement. That is a statement of absolute fact. And America, because of our Judeo-Christian ethic, is a nation that is exceptional because of that. And you can point to that by itself, and you can say with confidence that because America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and ethics, the rest of whoever might come to this nation and assimilate into this nation can enjoy the fruits of liberty that are undergirded and founded by Judeo-Christian ethics and principles. You may be a Muslim. You may be a non-believer. You may be an agnostic, or whatever you may be. You may be a hedonist in this country, but you had better smooth believe. Are you hearing me? You had better believe that it is the foundation that you stand on of Judeo-Christian principles that give you the freedom to be whoever you are in this nation. Because I know that if you go anywhere else spouting off the type of things that are spouted off and spewed out about another nation, if you were a citizen there, your message wouldn't be viewed with the open arms that it can be viewed and is viewed in this country. You ought to thank God, even if you are a person who is an agnostic, an atheist, a Muslim for sure, you better thank God if you're a citizen of this country, that you are here in this nation. That's the truth. But the lies and the deceptions would have you to believe that you should be bitter. Are you hearing me? That's what the lies and deceptions would want you to believe, is that you should be bitter. No, actually, you should be thankful that the bitterness was tasted for you by others who certainly would not be held to any esteem at all if they knew that you were bitter about their accomplishments. What did they accomplish? They accomplished an America where I, the great-grandson of former slaves, can speak to you in a free America today. That's what they accomplished. That's what they accomplished. And yet you spit on that. Yes, Tlaib, Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Presley, they spit on the accomplishments of those who came before us by saying that somehow this nation even remotely resembles the nation that they overcame and built this nation out of. In spite of all of that, we have a nation where, yes, finally, we're on the road to creating a more perfect union. And who are those who want to actually destroy the more perfect union by constantly talking about racism and constantly attacking a president who wants nothing more for this nation but for it to be great? They're the deceivers. They're the ones who tell the lies. And then they're the ones, as we're going to talk about in the next section and segment of the show, the final segment of the show for today, they are the ones who then always want to accuse someone of being something that their actions have not shown them to be at all. And then also in the very final segment, I want to bring to you two historical figures. Yeah, two historical figures that do indeed tell a story that does not seem possible. Yet one of them would be known and is known and was said of by his creator that he was a man after his own heart. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show. Lies, deception, and accusations are what's driving narratives that are saying things like Trump doesn't want to be president. Oh, yeah, Ocasio-Cortez said those words, that Trump doesn't want to be president. Yes, he does. Let me tell you how glaring that lie is. Trump has no real ulterior incentives for being president, but to actually want to do something for the country. First of all, and most glaring, is the fact that he does not receive a salary for taking the abuse that he takes as president of the United States. Secondly, he doesn't need the headache, even though I do think he absolutely thrives off of the battle. Great generals thrive off the smell of the battlefield. Patton, one of the simplest and greatest lines in the movie Patton with George C. Scott, who was an agnostic at best. But Patton was a deeply religious man as far as his faith and his Christianity was concerned. Patton stated, as far as war was concerned, "God, how I love it." He was a warrior. That was the reason he was put on this earth, to be a warrior. Purpose in life, he understood it. And we all have our purposes. And I thank God for those who are the warriors, especially the American warriors, who defend our nation against those who would want to steal, destroy, and take away the uniqueness of us being Americans, and fill that void with something that would be just as crazy, off the chain, and insane as the things that you hear coming from the mouths of Ocasio-Cortez and from the mouths of Presley and Omar and Tlaib. They would want to fill the void of a nation that has been a great nation, the greatest on the face of the planet, the most successful in world history. They would want to replace that with their lunacy. And do you know what their lunacy also entails, that you really do need to pay attention to, even though in the course of telling the lies and the deceptions, in the course of all that, the biggest lie is America can afford to give everybody a house. America can afford to feed everybody, to give everybody free medical care. One of the biggest lies that are being preached to you is that American rich folks can pay for all of that. One of the biggest lies is that we don't need rich folks. One of the biggest deceptions is that if you got rid of rich folks, somehow poor folks would be better off, especially those who have a job. Fact matter is, all of the people I've ever worked for in my lifetime, there was one thing that they had in common. Every one of them had plenty of money. And as Ray Charles put it, "Oh, you may love me, and I do appreciate that." Ray Charles put it in song. He said, "Your love gives me such a thrill. But poor folks, your love don't pay my bills. You're going to need money." And rich folks provide the money in commerce, business, industry, so that the rest of us, and certainly technology, so that the rest of us can have a J-O-B, a job. Although I remember one preacher when I was just a young preacher, and it was in the country. Oh, Job is also a book in the Bible. But no, Job. It's Job. But we need rich people, rich people, so that the rest of us can have a job. One of the biggest lies ever told, and is being told by the progressive liberals, is that there's no cats in America. The streets are paved with gold. No, they're not made with gold. That's another city. But if I have to live in a place on this earth, America's the closest thing I'd imagine. I'll be back.
But I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Stand up for America. Then Americans, stand up, stand up, stand up. God bless you. God bless America.
Best I can, always lend a helping hand, and for the flag I stand.
CL back with you on the home stretch of today's show, the CL Bryant Show. Hey, folks, in not too many days hence, in fact, starting tomorrow, I'll be preparing to go out on the road. Of course, the show is on every day. I want you to tune in every day here on the CL Bryant Show. And I want to thank all of you faithful listeners to the CL Bryant Show for coming along with me. Tell a friend about this show. I want it to be as grassroots as it possibly can. And as we move toward the American future, as we journey together here in our nation, and as we walk, keep an eye on world events and, of course, national events, keeping it in mind that we were given the instruction by one of our founders, Thomas Jefferson, old TJ himself, that old white man, the price of our liberty will be eternal vigilance. And Americans, if we don't heed anything else that has been said, let's be vigilant about who is lying to us, who is promoting deception as far as America is concerned in our nation today. Let's be very cognizant of that. In our closing minutes here on the show today, I want to bring to bear actually three historical figures now, two of them in ancient times. Well, actually four historical figures, two of them in ancient times, two of them in New Testament times, and one of them in today's times. Alfonso Rachel said the words, and I brought them up. I brought up David and I brought up Solomon. And Alfonso said that if you don't like Trump, then you, even if you're a Christian, you most likely would lose your mind when you actually examine the life of Solomon and King David. And if you're a New Testament Christian, of course, when you actually examine the life of the Apostle Paul, you may actually wonder, how is it that any of them, if you're not thinking from a God perspective, how could they possibly be pillars of Judeo-Christian buildings and foundations? How can they possibly be the underpinnings of that? If you truly study the life of Moses, there's five. You might have to wonder, how is it possible that he could be the chief prophet of Scripture? Here's six of them when you think about Abraham, the father of the three major religions on the earth: Christianity, the one that I embrace, Judaism, which is the father and of Christianity, and of course, Islam, which Judaism gave birth to both of them. How is it possible that a man prone to lying and deception be the father of such many nations, and to whom God said, those who bless your seed, speaking of Israel, the spiritual seed of Abraham, and of course, the other religions, Christianity and Islam, being born out of that. How is it possible that he would say to them, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse your nation, Israel? How is that possible? How is it possible that you actually see that with your own eyes in modern day existence in our world? It does certainly appear to the untrained eye that there are reasons why nations and even a trend, a disturbing trend brewing in even America today of anti-Semitism. How is it possible that this nation that's about the size of New Jersey can be such a focus of ire and many times hatred, as well as the focus of love and adoration? How is it possible that those who do love and adore Israel find themselves so many times in a very blessed state? Those who have good relationships with Israel find themselves more blessed than others. But how is it then that you look at those who take on Israel and want to destroy it, belittle it, denigrate it, that they find themselves constantly in states of turmoil? I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. It does lead and lend itself to perhaps the idea that we all should perhaps try and get along. I know for a fact, I've been to Israel and looking to go back in the next year. I know for a fact that when you look at the record, it is always Israel in defense of Israel. Destined as they were, as they believe, and I believe, by God, the Creator, to have a land of their own. But the truth of the matter is, there is no race of people. They were a people that were made by God. And it is, becoming a Jew is an embracing of a religious ideology. There is no Jew land on the face of the earth. There is a nation of Israel that was given deed to, a people that was created by God. And you have to understand, that's my discipline. I'm sharing it with you. And you have to understand that when we look at that, these people, the Jewish people, and it's so ridiculous to me when I hear people talk about how Israel hates the black Jews, or, you know, that's not possible, because they are representative. The people who are Hebrews, they are representative of everybody on earth. Abraham was not a nation. Abraham gathered people as he traveled to find that nation, to find that land that God would show him. He actually accumulated other people to come along with him, and they actually multiplied to create a nation of Israel. Israel is representative, God's representative of mankind on this earth. And the blessing that God has placed upon those who will honor and revere that in these people who themselves many times are so confused about their own identity is something that is received as a faith proposition. You don't have to be an Israeli, but you should thank God that they exist, because they do, at least the way I have interpreted it, represent what God intended us to be, a nation blessed by him and protected by him. And those who would come against those people who are blessed and protected by God, he will curse. So the incentive is to embrace the creator of the universe and mankind. And so, folks, accusations have to be launched against those who think that embracing Judeo-Christian doctrine creates racist and creates fascist. Those are the accusations that are going to be launched in the days to come, in the year to come for sure. If you are a Christian, if you are a conservative, if you are, and I'm not saying all Republicans, because some of you Republicans have drank the Kool-Aid of racism too. The president said nothing that was racist. The president said things to us as Americans when he said, if you don't like America, if you hate America, then maybe you should leave. The president was speaking facts. The world that the Democrats want you to believe you're living in today does not exist anymore, except in the minds of liberal Democrats who want to use that dark history to emotionally inflame those to come along with them in their lies, their deceptions, and their accusations in this modern age we live in America. Be aware, be vigilant of the lies, be vigilant of the deception, and be vigilant of the accusations that are being launched. There is a nefarious, dark, underlying reason for that. And don't you forget it. Don't be swallowed up by it or swept away by the current that is being manufactured to destroy us all, if we're not vigilant and if we don't remain a nation, one nation, under God. Well, that's the show for today, folks, and I want to thank God for bringing us to the close of yet another day. And I want to thank him for another day's journey. I want to thank him for healing my wife, Jane. I want to thank him for all of that. I want to thank him for that and glorify his name for it. And I want to thank him for our men and women in uniform around the globe who defend our right to speak our minds. And until I'm able to talk to you again, I'm CL. And may God bless and keep you all.
Serious about making a difference?
We know exactly where you're coming from.
We are the Loving Liberty Radio Network.